The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey friends, welcome back to The Common Good here on AM 1160, Hope for Your Life. My name is Brian Fromm. So glad to have you with us today on this Tuesday afternoon. And we are thrilled to be joined. If you listen to this show, you know we've got a great relationship on this station with Focus on the Family. And we're excited to be joined by the Assistant to the President for Media Relations of Focus on the Family. His name is Gary Schneeberger. Gary, how are you doing today?
I am doing phenomenally.
Wonderful.
Thanks for asking.
Yeah, wonderful. You and I were just talking off air. Usually Focus on the Family people are out in Colorado, but you are up in Wisconsin, so a little more local, and we're excited to have you with us today. You know, one of the things we want to talk to you about is a movie that's coming out. This movie called Unsung Hero, released in April 26 in the theaters. Tell us about that. Tell us about this movie. Also, focus on the family's role in it, Unsung Hero.
Right. I'll start with the second question first. Focus on the Family is the family ministry resource partner for the film. So what that means is the filmmakers turn to us because the movie raises several issues about family issues, parenting stuff, marriage stuff. How do you support your spouse through difficult times? How do you show authenticity to your kids? How do you make sure that you you raise your kids up in the way they should go, right? That you pray with them. How do you find time? How do you find ways to do that? So those issues are all explored in the film, which is it's a biography, really, of the Smallbone family. Now, folks who are listening, if you don't know who the heck the Smallbones are, I can tell you, you know them. Luke and Joel Smallbone are the two members of For King and Country, which is kind of a popular band.
Kind of
now,
a big
right?
deal, I mean, right? Yeah.
Yeah, they're kind of a big deal. the hugely popular Christian band For King and Country, that's Luke and Joel Smallbone. They are on the later end of the seven children that David and Helen Smallbone had. You may also know their oldest child. If you listen to Christian music or have been listening to Christian music since the 90s, Rebecca St. James
wow.
is their oldest child, their daughter. Yeah. A lot of people don't know that because she's not known as Rebecca Smallbone. And the movie, Unsung Hero, goes into that. And in fact, the movie really is about the family's journey from Australia to America after David Smallbone, the patriarch, lost his job. He's a concert promoter in Australia, hugely successful. The recession hits in 1990, and he loses everything. In the movie, he says, "I lost it all, $500,000," and they had nothing. And they had to move. They moved to America so he could try to relaunch his career here in America. And it was roadblock after roadblock, pitfall after pitfall on David's part. He'll acknowledge it. The movie acknowledges it very authentically. He stumbled. He made some mistakes in both his marriage and in his parenting. He lost faith. And all of those issues then become, for us at Focus on the Family, the opportunity to offer resources to families who are among the audience who are seeing this picture. The idea for this was actually hatched by Luke Smallbone from For King and Country. I met Luke at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville a couple of months ago. And he said to me, after he watched the finished film, he said, "I watched this movie and I'm thinking Focus on the Family could have made this movie." And that was both honoring to us, but also an acknowledgement that for 47 years, we have been offering help to families who find themselves, maybe certainly not in the same circumstances in most cases, that the small bones did, but dealing with some of the same issues. How do you, you know, raise your kids with faith? How can you be authentic there? How can you support your spouse in times of trouble? Those are the issues the film raises. Those are the issues Focus has helped families with for nearly 50 years now. And it was indeed a partnership made in heaven, we believe.
Yeah. Again, things I didn't know going into this. Like you said, I think a lot of people that Rebecca St. James was siblings with for King and Country. No idea of that at all. No idea of that at all. So do you sense a hunger from people as you talk to people through Focus on the Family? Do you sense a hunger from parents for movies and television and other entertainment outlets that are more positive, that are more helpful, that are more uplifting than maybe what they're having to navigate these days?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, one of the ministries we have at Focus on the Family, and it's been there for decades, is our plugged in movie reviews, right? Mm-hmm. Parents turn to us to find out, is this content something I would want my family to consume? I would want to consume.
Right.
What are the issues in the film that are a bit, you know, dicey that I don't want to expose my kids to, or I don't want to expose myself to. So yes. And I think quality, here's another point. I think, Christian families want quality entertainment. And there was about a decade or so ago, decade and a half ago, there was some of that quality that came out, and there's been a resurgence in the last several years of that.
Yeah.
This truly is. I mean, I worked in Hollywood marketing films for 3 years from about 2012 to 2016. And I saw some well-intentioned, well-messaged Christian films that perhaps weren't the most articulately made, and I saw some that were very, very, very well made that carried an important message. And Unsung Hero is one of those films. It is, with all the faith-based films I've watched. As part of my career, it is one of easily the top three faith-based films I've seen, because the performances are solid, the emotions, the issues dealt with are real. There's no quick fixes here. They have to struggle, and we see their struggle, and that is very moving for audiences. I'll say one more anecdote.
Yeah,
I was at the world premiere of the film last week in Nashville. And I've seen the film, because we are the family ministry resource partner for the movie. I've seen the film like four times, but it was the first time at the premiere last week. It was the first time I saw it in the wild, if you will, with other people in a theater. Mm-hmm. And I could sense how moved people were. People next to me were crying. People were clapping at the payoff, you know, the funny lines. At one point, you know, here's one of the funny lines. I think it's in one of the, I know it's in one of the trailers. I'm not sure which one. You know, Rebecca is trying to get a record contract, and her little brothers, Luke and Joel, say, "We want a record contract too." And their dad, David, says, "You know, stand in line, boys." Those kinds of funny moments, to see audiences react to this was really a special experience for me, because of how closely we've worked on this movie for the last couple of months, to see it bless, move, touch, inspire people was really a powerful thing. So we can't encourage folks enough to go see Unsung Hero. It opens, as you said, this Friday, the 26th of April. And here's a funny anecdote. We had the both Rebecca and For King and Country, Luke and Joel, over to Focus. They recorded a Focus on the Family with Jim Daly broadcast, which aired yesterday. You can still get it on the focusonthefamily.com website if you want to hear it. But as they were talking, they have dubbed the 26th, the Lionsgate Films and the Small Bones have dubbed that Family Day.
Mm.
But they've given us permission and encouragement to call it Focus on the Family Day. Because truly, I mean, the movie, as Luke said to me, this movie could have been, if Focus on the Family was in, you know, first and foremost, the movie production business, this is one we would have done.
That's great. That's great. Again, Unsung Hero opens on April 26th, this Friday. Let's end here, Gary. Is it available in all theaters? How do people find it? Is there a website to go to? How do they find the theaters that are going to have this on the 26th?
Yeah, it is what is considered in the industry a wide release.
Great.
In other words, it'll be in 2,500 theaters. So it's going to be in, by comparison, the typical Marvel movie goes into the 3,200 theaters, something like that. So it's close. It's in pretty much, if you can hear this, you're going to have a theater nearby where you can see the movie.
Great.
The movie's website, just search Unsung Hero, I believe unsunghero.com or org. I don't know exactly what their website is, but you can find out the resources that we're offering, which also includes trailers, also includes how to buy tickets, at our special resource page for the film, which is this, focusonthefamily.com/, and then unsung-hero. Mm. So that's focusonthefamily.com/unsung-hero. That will give you, not only you can buy your tickets right there, you can watch the trailer right there, but it'll also give you all of the resources we're offering. We have, for each issue that the movie raises, we have several resources that are right there at your fingertips that you can get to. So if you see the movie and you feel like, man, I've gone through that, or I'm going through that right now, we're here to help you. You
Great.
Can go to that website, that page, and we'll help walk you through it.
Again, April 26th, the new movie is called Unsung Hero. You can find it sounds like, at many theaters near you. So we would encourage you to get out, go support this movie, go check it out either on April 26th or the days following. That movie is Unsung Hero. Gary Schneeberger, assistant to the president for media relations at Focus on the Family. Gary, thanks so much, man. This was great. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yep. You're listening to The Common Good. AIM 1160. Hope for your life.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.